You're listening to KNKX. Every Friday evening, the members of the Lewis County Writers Guild get together at a coffee house in downtown Centralia. The Guild is a decade old, and it's a place where writers of all skill levels bring their week's worth of words to share. KNKX producer Jeffrey Reddick was at the coffee house recently.
Guild meetings start with a social hour, time to chit-chat, and often is not time to listen to one of the members, Wandering Wayne Wallace, tell stories about growing up in the little town of Napavine, south of Chehalis. Like this story about his neighbor Mamie, who apparently didn't want anybody to sleep in.
Mamie used to go through town honking her horn at 8 o'clock. I don't know how many times in my life I woke up hearing that horn honk. And then her eyesight got bad, so she decided she shouldn't drive anymore. Since she would walk through town going, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. And I can remember her waking me up at 8 o'clock in the morning with that yoo-hoo all the time like that.
This kind of story works here because the group is as much about getting to know your neighbors as it is about workshopping the latest chapter of what you hope will be the next great American novel. In fact, writing stories about his childhood is what brought Wayne to the group 5 years ago.
I don't join groups hardly ever, kind of bashful around people and stuff, but I just came in and sat down and it was just like I'd known everybody for years.
People surprising themselves. That's another theme of the Writers Guild. After he'd spent a little time in the group, Wayne was surprised to find himself writing a murder mystery.
I would never have been able to do it without this group. And it's still, I've finished the story, but I could go back and try to make it into a better story from what I've learned.
We're used to Wayne and him telling stories about Napavine, and then he shows up with this mystery, and we're like, where did this come from? Oh, my God. And it's some fantastic storytelling.
That's Pat Thompson. He's the president of the Writers Guild. He joined 6 years ago after someone invited him to participate in National Novel Writing Month. He had just moved to Chehalis from his hometown, Los Angeles. Back then, he didn't know anyone in Lewis County, and he had never written a word in his life.
One of the things about me is I'm really not afraid of trying anything, because I'm not afraid of failing. And I think that really helped my writing, because I can come to the writing group and hear, you know, five different opinions on something, filter what I need, and improve what I'm writing.
Everybody in the writing class doesn't fit into pigeonholes like a lot of people do. It seems like everybody's a little bit freer thinking, maybe. And
I mean, there's so many different backgrounds. Wayne has done so much, but at heart he's a storyteller and an outdoorsman. You know, I was a software engineer, but the background is not important. People do manage to just get along. We have something in common.
Writing can be solitary. You spend all day locked in your own imagination, wrestling the keyboard of your laptop. Getting out of your head and hearing other people tell stories can be exhilarating. The members of the Lewis County Writers Guild have managed to create a forum that allows for connections, despite the differences. And they hope to spread that idea with the Southwest Washington Writers Conference, which they're sponsoring this year.
And hopefully people would look at it to give back to the community, because it's a nonprofit situation where all of the profits go to the Centralia College Foundation to give scholarships to kids of Lewis County.